You grow the most in your mindset when you fail and when you have to go through these phases, and you will be more prepared for the next ones. I know that when you don't do the work, you will not see results. Choose to do something. Do it for 6 months. If there is really no results, nothing, and you get depressed and there's no progress, okay, you can still say this is nothing for me or do something else, but you have to take these risks that you can say it doesn't work for me. Yeah.
So if you were to give advice to a person like me who doesn't have a following or doesn't have a big following on, let's just say, TikTok, What would you recommend me doing to grow my account as a content creator within my niche?
First thing, start to grow your community, that they trust you, that they connect with you, that they engage with your posts, with your stories, with everything you post. Also, create content, so content that they want to see. Give them advices that they can, use and that they are catched to you and that they want to see more and get more advices. Also, like on TikTok, lives are amazing. Talk to your community, that they engage with you and that they feel connected to you and respond to all your comments that they gave you, because they took the time to write you these comments. So it's also your job to take your time to
reply back.
I know you already did your job by doing this video and to create the content, but a content creator also have to build up a community so people stay with you and will follow you like forever. Because, yeah, they are connected to you. It's not only, yeah, I share a video here, look at my video, like it, engage with it, but I will not give you something back. So it's important when you really want a loyal community that you engage with them too.
Isn't that hard to always communicate with them, reply to comments?
Yes, it is, but in my case, I love my job. This is what I chose. And I know the rules of the game. So for me, it's not that hard. But yes, it takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of effort, especially when you have a business. It's not always easy to manage, to do a time management. But you have to prioritize, where do you want to grow the most, or what's the most important for you? So you have to make your choice.
How do you manage that now that we have TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Snapchat, whatever app. We have, your app, Twitch,
my coaching,
your coaching,
no Twitch.
But like in the world of so many social media apps, where do you focus your time, and why did you choose to focus your time on those social media apps?
So Instagram is my first platform because I have my sponsors and I have to deliver my content for them. And also I have the biggest community in there, and they are from all over the world. So I think this is my biggest priority at the moment. Then I have TikTok as my second platform, because it was such a pleasure to see how many people just like this followed me because they loved my content. They showed me that they love my advice and they want to see more. So I pay also a lot of attention on TikTok, but a little bit, I would say 10% less, because TikTok don't pay me that much that Instagram. But I have also to say that my biggest business growth, my business, my Terichat Fitness Coaching, and also the Grow and Glow app, my biggest growth was on TikTok, because of TikTok, because I spoke about it and I gave people advice in this niche. So this was my biggest growth.
So your business grew the most through the following that you had on TikTok.
Exactly.
Which is 1/3 of the following that you have on Instagram in a way. That's interesting too.
Yeah.
It's like your life is packed with so many different things. Well, the two main ones being content, the other one the business. And what is joining both of them is the world of fitness. Why was it that you started sharing your fitness journey online?
So it was because I want to share tips to get healthier, fitter, because I felt myself a lot of time very uncomfortable in my body.
Mm-hmm.
So I always want, I don't know how to explain it. I never want that other people feel like me at this time. So I want to give them the best advices to overcome this situation the fastest possible.
Mm-hmm.
This, yeah. So I started to share my fitness content, my fitness journey. I was not thinking that much about it. I just started to share. I got my first camera because it was my birthday, and my husband asked me, "What do you want for your birthday?" And I was there, maybe a camera, because it can be perfect. So also I got a new phone with a better camera, and then I just start recording my meals, my workouts, my everything. It wasn't the same as today, I have to say. But yeah, I just shared everything I think that was informative for other people, girls, boys, whatever.
And what would you say is your current goal? Is it still the same?
No.
Okay.
So my current goal is building muscles. Don't get me wrong, I don't want to be like Hulk or something. And by the way, it's super hard to get like Hulk as a woman. So, but it's still building muscles. So not building muscles, but quality of the muscles. So I already built a lot of muscles, but I want more quality in my muscles. And before, my goal was, as everyone, I think, starting their fitness journey, fat loss. I wasn't fat, not at all. I was super skinny, but I was this type skinny fat. So I looked super skinny, but I had fat in some areas that I don't liked it. And also my clothes doesn't fit as I wanted them fit. And I knew that, you have to adjust your diet and your training. And that's where I start my fitness journey at the beginning. Then I had a little trauma from my coach, my first coach. And then I did my first competition also. Then I stopped completely because I was just super traumatized. And then I restarted in 2018. And that's where I really started to share my fitness content. And I had also a lot more knowledge about everything. And
Are you... Did the trauma that you had with your first coach, did that have any
impact
and influence in the coach that you have become today?
Yes, definitely. Because it was, how can I tell you this? It was really traumatizing. I did everything that my coach told me to do, but it wasn't the best way. So after this coach, I got another coach, and he showed me that there are other ways to reach your goal without going through hell. would say it like this. And this is exactly what was so mind-blowing for me. And I learned so much that I also today, I learned so much from him, what I also teach to my clients. But I'm not with this coach anymore because it was before. But definitely. It don't have to be this very strict meal plan, fitness, 6 times a week, just broccoli, rice and chicken. No.
What?
This cardio, all this cardio, hours and hours of cardio, not at all. And this is, for me, very important to teach, especially to women, not falling into the same trap of this normal coaching still existing. I don't know how, but...
Does it still exist?
Oh, yes, a lot, a lot. I have a lot of girls coming to me, telling me that they just came out from a super strict coaching, chicken, rice, broccoli. If they ask for an avocado, oh my God, no avocado. And super strict fitness plan. And they don't even exercise well. So the form isn't good. So they have injuries and everything. So yeah, a lot.
Damn.
Yeah.
I thought that was like, I don't know.
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing, but...
Because I feel like me knowing just like a tiny little 2% about fitness, being on my own like previous years, feels like that was like 2016 style. I don't know, when I was at university.
Unfortunately not. And also in social media, you see so many times that they are still promoting that this is the right way. Yes, of course, healthy... Whole foods are still the best option for your body, still. But that doesn't mean that you have to eat like this all the time. You can have your chocolate, you can have your pizza, your sushi, your whatever you want, your ice cream in summer. This is balance, what I call balance. And this is the most important part, I think, because balance is super healthy for your mind and also what keeps you going. Because you can eat chicken, rice and broccoli, yeah, for 6 months when you are disciplined and good at it, but after it you will go back the same, you will gain back the same weight, because it isn't sustainable. You can't live like this all the time. When your grandma tell you, yeah, come on Sunday for lunch or something, and you are there, yeah, I can only eat rice, broccoli and chicken, no, it isn't cool. Sorry, you have to go to your grandma, eat your plate with your grandma, enjoy your time, creating memories also, and then go home and just stick to your plan, to your calories, to your workouts.
I like how you are mixing enjoy your life with the fitness journey.
Super important.
As it can be too... kind of distinct journeys, and people will be like, oh no, I need to do this. And the fitness becomes more of like a negative mindset that they have within themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately, it's, yeah, this is true. A lot of people think that they have to eat super clean all the time. But I think when you just respect your body, and if you want to feel good in your body, you have to have this balance with, oh, okay, now, for example, I'm in vacation. I can't work out 6 times a week, but 2 to 3 times is super fine. It's only a little phase. It's 2 weeks of a whole year. It will not ruin anything of my gains or fat loss journey or whatever you want to call it. So that you have the healthy mindset for this, because sorry, for me it's super toxic in my opinion if you are all the time caring about this little piece of chocolate you just ate, or oh my God, I don't do this workout right now, okay, I stop everything because I don't do one workout. Imagine how amazing it is when you just need to say, okay, I come to you, and you just continue your plan after it. And it's looking at the whole year. You did the right choices. You will have the most amazing progress. So yeah, and this was a big part of my growth on TikTok, because I share this information with people. I feel like they never heard this before, especially here in Luxembourg.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. When I share these tips with my community, they are there. Oh my God, I still can eat chocolate. No, how is it possible? But I want to lose weight, and you eat chocolate. How you can have abs and you eat so much food, or and you eat carbs on evening? But how is it possible? So for them, it's just amazing. And yeah, they started to follow me because they want more information, more tips like this. And last time we were at Cloche d'Or, Courir, and there was one girl coming to me and she told me I lost 10 kilos, 10 kilos, just because she watched my TikToks.
That's amazing.
And she did my tips of calorie deficit, exercising, walking every day.
That's amazing.
It was amazing.
How did you feel?
Photo. Amazing. Amazing. Because often I got this in the comments and I share it like a video as a response to the video and I'm there super happy. But there was physically
a girl,
yeah, coming to me. She was super happy and this makes me so, so proud because I always told also my husband when I just can help one person with my platforms, it's already, my job is already done. And there was this person telling me that she lost 10 kilos and feels amazing.
Is your job now done?
No. I want to motivate even more people and my job is not done. But this was the idea when I started everything by sharing my fitness content.
Was this your first physical interaction with someone that...
Here in Luxembourg, yes, yes. That she told me that she lost all these kilos just by watching my tips and tricks. Yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I was wondering if your fitness mindset from a fitness journey being very dedicated, consistent, you are achieving your goals, if that has any influence or had any influence in you being consistent and creating content online, and if that led anywhere to grow your platforms.
Yes, of course. But I have also to say that I was always a pretty disciplined human being.
Okay.
I'm always like when I was younger, when my how is it called? Alarm clock rang?
Yeah.
Your alarm clock rang. Yeah. I never put the snooze button. So for me, that means you have to wake up and start your journey. Yeah, your day. So for me, I know that when you don't do the work, you will not see results in any kind of my life. So this helped me a lot to being consistent, growing my business, even if you have sometimes pretty bad phases, not only days, but phases, because you see other people having a super great business and everything is super and they make 10K a month and then everything they tell you, it's not always the truth, by the way, and you see them, you can get pretty depressed by seeing your own business not going that well. But believe me, if you just keep going, even through these bad phases, you will be rewarded. Because always, I know it's a sense, or how is it called? Hard work pays off, but believe me, it's true. It's really true. You can not be successful if you put all your work and all your effort in something. It's not possible. It's just... the one thing match with the other thing. If you work really, really hard for it, you will get your results you wish for.
Mm-hmm. Where did that come from? You being dedicated, knowing that hard work pays off. Have you always been like that? Or do you have like a specific memory? Does it come from your childhood? Where does that come from? Why is Maite like this?
I think... it's just my character a little bit. And also my dad always was pretty...
strict?
Yeah, strict. Not in a bad way, not at all. But he was always there when I started to get weak. I give you an example. When, for example, I get to the doctor to get my blood work done. And I started to get, oh my God, I have anxiety about needles or something. My dad was always there. No, you don't. You don't fear needles. This is for weak persons. No. And also he told me always, you are a Taurus and we are strong people. And strong people don't fear anything. And I was there, okay, that's right. I want to be strong for myself and also to be strong to show my dad that I can be strong. And I think this had a big impact on my mindset for everything. I always wanted to show up for myself and also to prove myself that you don't have to fear anything in the world, because what can happen? What? Was soll geschehen?
Yeah.
Also, does it not klappt?
Yeah, there's nothing that can really happen other than it failed.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that there is truth to it. It's just like that we are attached to our lives sometimes. And I feel like a lot of, like, when we are attached to something, to one thing, to the goal, to whatever, that becomes more important than, well, it failing. And that's where then expectations don't meet reality. And then people are like, that's where you become depressed or you feel really bad about it.
Yeah. And also, if you don't take the risk, imagine you don't do it. You will never, never know how it turns out after. If you choose to do something, you do it for 6 months. If there is really no results, nothing, and you get depressed and there's no progress in this, okay, you can still say, this is nothing for me. I need to change the plan, or maybe the direction, or maybe have another plan or do something else. But you have to take these risks that you can say it doesn't work for me.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't try it, you will never know. Imagine if I said in 2018, no, I don't want to try it because I'm too shy. And imagine what other people will say. Look where I am today because I took all these risks. So it pays off, definitely.
It just gave me goosebumps. But yeah, I can definitely see that there's a lot of people that need to hear this.
Yeah, just keep going, even when times is hard. That's life. That's what's called life. It's hard. Nothing is easy. Even when it looks on social media super nice, super easy, it's normal. We always show the best side of our lives. By the way, this is what I do also a lot when I have bad times. I hop in my stories and I tell people, I feel like shit today. I'm not feeling myself. I had a bad period. I had a lot of stress. I have pimples. I have not done my workouts as I wanted to. I had this phase last year and I just share it with the people. And there were so much response on that. They thank me that I share also these bad times with them, because this is life. Nothing is easy. If you want to buy a house, sorry, this isn't easy also.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of stress doing the plans, getting the money, everything, planning everything. The kitchen need to be there. No, like this. No. So it isn't easy also. So do this for everything in your life. When you already know it will not be easy, you have completely other expectations for it and you will be less stressed, because when it turns great, you will be even more happy because you already imagined not the worst case, but you know that it can't turn out the way you want it to. Mm.
I have one specific question mm-hmm. towards one specific thing that you just said, mm-hmm. which is sharing your the worst, well, the bad side as well of you and your business and your life. On social media. And I was wondering if you see a difference between Instagram and TikTok within like being more authentic and displaying like surface level, your highlights and so on.
Yeah, so Instagram is really like the perfect life and TikTok is more real. So you can see also the difference on my channels between Instagram and TikTok. TikTok is really raw, I would say. I just record myself when I'm just want to say something and I don't care about the background or whatever, because I share value, a lot of value on TikTok in Luxembourgish. Mm-hmm. So yeah. And On Instagram, it's more like, not for my stories, but for my content. It's more, yeah, I want a pretty nice background. I don't want other people in my background. I want to catch people more with the visual also. Okay. Because it's also, Instagram is less talking because it starts with pictures. And now they only start with reels and everything. So with a picture, you just stand there and you say absolutely nothing. You have the caption. Okay, you can write some things, what you want to say. But TikTok started as a video platform. Yeah. And there it's super real, super honest. You see it also in the comments. The comments in TikTok is so much more real. Also so much more hate, I would say. And on Instagram, it's always super nice. But the same thing is for YouTube. YouTube is more real. Also in the comments, you can see it. They are
some trolls
more harsh.
There.
Yeah.
They can be very harsh.
Yeah, yeah. Like on TikTok. And Instagram is always the platform. Oh, I love your pic. I love your videos.
Surface.
I love. And yeah, it's more surface.
Okay.
Also reason why the difference between Instagram and TikTok is that on Instagram I have my partnerships and they often require some, yeah, visual content or also the things you have to show or not have to show.
There are some guidelines.
Guidelines, exactly. So what makes it sometimes a little bit less real on Instagram and on TikTok, the other side, yeah, there I am free because I don't have the same partnerships on TikTok as on Instagram.
So one of the things that as a creator we are all waiting for is getting our first partnership, our first sponsorship.
Yeah.
Tell us your story. Because I cannot imagine like that feeling. I know what it is to be paid for coaching.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is to be recognized by money for content.
Yeah. So the first partnership, I will be honest with you. It comes per mail. And we just look at this mail and I'm there. Oh my God. Okay. How can this happen? Okay. This is completely new. What should I do? As content, you don't know nothing about it.
New world.
A completely new world. Then first partnerships often, I would say always will be you get no money out of it. Just creating content and getting the products, what is already amazing because you have the products for free. And also, pay attention. It's never for free because you have to work for it. You have to create the content for it. So it's not for free. It's your time you spend and your time has also a value. So it's not for free because a lot of people always think, oh, she gets everything for free. It's super easy. It's super cool. No, I have to work for it. It's my time. I have to show you the products. I have to record the videos. I have to cut the videos and everything. So yeah, this is the money, not the money, but the time is the money you will pay for.
It's the investment.
Yeah, the investment, exactly.
Exchange, actually.
Exchange, yeah. Yeah, it's a better word, exchange. Yeah. So then, yeah, we accept because we are super happy. Then when you start to create this content and to post this content, other brands see that. And reach out to you. And this is like a snowball, you know. And then one day, if you have a lot of following with also the engagement, they see that you have a great community. They will start to pay you for your content, plus the products you get. And then, yeah, this can go.
The sky's the limit.
Yeah, exactly.
What would you say is one of your... Do you have an advice for people looking out for that first sponsorships? I know that I've heard in the industry it can be quite shady in some ways. Do you have like an advice that people need to look out for some something specific when they are taking on their first brand deal, their first sponsorship?
Yeah, so never pay for anything. So never pay, for example, if someone is, a brand is coming to you and tell you, yeah, you only paid the delivery costs. No, it never have, you never have to pay. And the best thing is, yeah, that you get also money from it or the products, but never pay for it. And also look a little bit, you have to know your price. I know that at the beginning it can be very
hard.
Hard and taunting. You don't know. So but you have to know your value. For example, if they say, I send you one jack of protein powder and you do 6 posts, you have to say, no, sorry, one jack, my value is one post, one story, not more. And if they say, no, but you have to do more, you say, okay, thank you, bye. I know it can be very hard also because you are there, oh my God, I don't want to say no because it's the first one and I don't want to miss this opportunity. But never go under your value. So when you say no to this, others will come and recognize your value and give you the products for the value
that you have.
That you have, exactly. So never fear to say no only because you think, oh my God, this, or I will never have other opportunities anymore if I don't say yes to this one, you know. So this is also an important advice which I can give you. Never say yes just because they reach out to you, because you feel special at this moment. Yes, you feel special. I agree. But you have to know your value, because it's work. It's a lot of work to create this content. Even if you think, oh, it's just a picture. No. Okay, you think this at the beginning and then you have to take this picture, and then you take the picture and you see, for example, the background. Oh my God, but what is this background? Why the other influencers are have all this amazing background, and it's blur the background. Background. Mine is not blur. And then you start and you start to see the work that they put in, especially for stories and to create this amazing posts or videos.
Mm-hmm. What would you say now, thinking into that, into like when you are creating, is one skill of yours, one thing that really, one trait of yours, one characteristic of yours that really helped you create content that you liked?
Yeah, I think it's my authentic side and also this entertaining side, because I don't fear to laugh about myself. So I think this is also, I just posted a reel yesterday where I was at the photo shooting for Women's Best and I was making the clown there. I just joking and everything. And I posted as real, because I know that makes people laugh and entertaining. And I don't fear to show myself like this. And also, yeah, I think it's also the editing. It's a little bit of everything, but the one special skill, I think it's just authentic. Like for everyone. Yeah, it's the personality. It's authentic. I'm always honest with people. I don't have to hide something, because where is the point to hide something, you know? I can show it perfect. People will think everything is perfect in my life, but it isn't. And they just will get depressed and unfollow because they think, oh, everything is perfect. I can't reach the same thing as her. Why should I follow her? So the more authentic, the more they will like you and feeling this connection and engage with you.
I love that. I love that. I have one last question, yeah. But before asking that one last question, I want to say already thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time. I know that you have a lot of projects going on. If you do have anything that you would like to plug in and tell your audience or my audience or our audience, this is the time.
So the only thing I would say is never give up. I know it's so boring to say this, but really, never give up. I had so much hard times from 2018 to 2022 now, and I know it isn't over yet. So, but never give up. You grow the most in your mindset when you fail and when you have to go through these phases, because this makes you harder for the next one and you will be more prepared for the next one. So never give up. Even when it's hard and everything, just don't give up. Maybe change the plan or make some adjustments, but stick to your big goal. Stick to it and never lose the focus. This is what I want to say, because I think it's super important, and it's super important to know that you have also to fail to grow. When you don't fail, you will never learn all these lessons and making step forwards. So forward, yeah.
You have to go through those.
You have to go through those.
Well, I want to say thank you very much for your time, Maite. I appreciate the conversation.
Thank you.
People can follow you on
Instagram, Maite_Richard. Same for TikTok, Maite_Richard.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. And that's a wrap